kissing everything in sight. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what happened with love potion number 10. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Music from Canadian indie darling Very Spooky from Mac DeMarco and his album Other Here Comes the Cowboy Demos, which relates to his fourth album, and it was released May 2019 on his own record label. He's an indie artist through and through. Mac's album debuted at number 10 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and marked his, well, I didn't mean mark, but making it his first U.S. top 10 album. And before that, The Clovers with another massive tune. It hit number one. It's from 1959. Love Potion number 9, The Clovers from DC. We've got a song now from a band who I adore. And this song is a little later than their record that hit in a crazy way, Kick. But In Excess, this is Devil Inside. And we do certainly miss Mr. Hutchinson's. Here they are on the Jukebox.
Here come the woman with a look in her eye. But the look in his eye, it's fair or nothing, but full of pride. But look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. Every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh. Here come the world, the look in its eye. You're uncertain, but certainly slight. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us. Devil inside. Ooh.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Who's watching me?
Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Keeping up with them spooky vibes from 1983, Rockwell, the one-hit wonder, and what a song it was. Somebody's Watching Me, you just heard it here. Rockwell, I don't know if you knew this, but is the son of the Motown CEO, Berry Gordy. And that song was recorded by Rockwell in the Motown building and was also guested by Jermaine and Michael Jackson on backing vocals. Pretty cool, right? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host on The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning into the show in our Halloween edition. We got music from Adrian Sutherland coming up, Boogeyman from his album Precious Diamonds, which was nominated for a Juno Award for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year last year, and an artist who I absolutely adore. He does some work on the radio as well, and his name is Nick Sherman. He's from T-Bay, Thunder Bay. This is from his album Knives and Wild Rice. I think the last time I saw Nick was actually at a concert that we did in Thunder Bay, and he's a wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriter. Here he is on the show with Ghost Town.
Don't say what you don't need. If you have to leave, if you have to leave, what you saw in me, the monster that speaks, the soul that's weak in the mirror that. What you said outside your door, there's too many times, then there's no more. Say it with your eyes open.
my soul. They came and cut my tongue. I couldn't run away, my body paralyzed. They lied to take our soil.
Jukebox. It's so cool.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. You are.
One of his number one hits, and there are so many of them, 30 to be exact, as far as I know, that is The Devil in Disguise. You are the devil in disguise. I've covered that song many times. It's hella fun to play, and that was Elvis Presley on the jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and I want to send a huge shout-out and thank you to my team at JTJ for helping me put this show together each and every week, to our station partners for getting it out there, for you, the listeners, for listening, and if you have any requests, let us know. We are always up for that. Hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and of course, to our sponsors who keep this thing going for us. Now, we got one more tune. It's from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This is A Nightmare on My Street. Happy Halloween, y'all, and stay safe out there. Remember, it's nice to be nice. Until next week, ciao bananas.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. It was turning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. Wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my sheets.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent. Adventure is coming. Fun Drive 2025 is just around the corner. Your support is important so we can continue to rise higher and reach further to bring you the local and community radio that you love.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.